and knowing that you can play and continue doing what you're doing, you'll be fine.
Would you say through all the games this is about as good as you've ever played?
I don't know. I got to go back and look at it. Go back and look at all the I guess you can say the first 10 years. I look at those and then I can I'll let you know.
Okay. So I think your career average for catch is better than it's ever been.
Well, I guess that means you found out then. I guess that I am right. That you are right. I don't know.
I know you enjoy these conversations where we talk about how great you're playing. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
There are times throughout your career where you've tried to, I don't know if sometimes you've had a repentance, but a lot of negative thoughts of, you want to prove people wrong. And
yeah.
People saying you're, I don't know if any of us have really said that you've been washed up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But how do you kind of manipulate that to motivate yourself? Because it seems to have worked pretty well, however you do it.
I think it's been something that's been my whole life. From being a child to an adult, they always told me I wasn't going to be anything. So I think you go back and you just use that as motivation. I don't think you use it as most people will take that and go down the wrong road. I decided that I'm going to turn it into a positive thing. Did I do some bad things in my life? Yeah. But I've made all, the mistakes that I made, I correct them. And now I don't make those same mistakes anymore. So, I think that's how you have to look at it.
As a player, you take the negative
turn it all into positive.
Greg Jennings has become their number one receiver.
No. That doesn't have anything to do with it. It's not about Greg. It's just about me. I love when people tell me that this. Especially with my age, that 34 stuff, that old stuff kills me. It makes me laugh. So when they tell me that, I go out and try to prove people that hey, I may be old by by age, but the way I play, I'm still young. Yeah, why not? Look, when I get to 40, if I still go, I'm going to 45. I'm gonna keep playing until it stops. I think you get to a point where it's gonna sooner or later wind down. And you feel like I'm tired and I just want to hang with my family. I think right now I'm having fun. I'm still enjoying it. I love the practice. I love the play. And I think once that goes away, then it's over for you.
I know you don't ever doubt yourself.
Yeah.
But do you ever surprise yourself? Are there certain moments or certain plays or certain times where you're playing really well where you're like, maybe I wasn't sure if I had this in me or anything like that?
No.
Any surprises at all?
Not at all. No. I think in 99 I surprised myself then. I think my biggest thing was just to make this team. When I made it, I was surprised. I was happy. And I just never looked back, And I think now you're just climbing this ladder, this milestone that you want to climb. Just continue climbing it. And I'm not done. I have a lot of more things that I want to accomplish. And that's one thing is that putting a Super Bowl ring on my finger. Once I get that, then they say the final chapter of your book is closed.
It's kind of funny that you're 34 and we talk about how old you are. And in real life, that's still
young.
Young.
Yeah.
That's
football years. Football year 34 is old, but in real life. You're a young man. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all years. Every year with a dog is what, five? So, yeah.
Aaron was talking about always knowing kind of where Ed Reed is. What are things you can do to make sure you know where he's going to be or where he could be to help him out? You know what I'm saying? The way he covers a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah, he's sneaky back there. He's always get down that low stance to try to think he's going one way and he end up, going another. I think he just got to go out there and execute. We got to play our style of football. We can't worry about them. They're going to come in and do what they do. We just got to do what we do.
But there are formations where you can kind of push him one direction or another, isn't there?
Oh, exactly. I think if you send one guy down the middle somewhere, he has to cover that guy. We have a group of receivers that can make plays down the field. And if you see one of us going down the field, you have to put someone on us. You leave us open, we'll kill you.
At 7-4, you won 3 in a row. You mentioned Super Bowl a minute ago. But that finish line kind of coming, does that give you a little extra something in your step that, we've got a chance to get to the playoffs here, a little extra push?
What finish line?
The playoffs, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Right now we still got to win the next 5 games. We can't say we're going to get in the playoffs now at 7-4. If it was all said and done, the day was the end of the season, yeah, we'd be in the playoffs. But right now we still have 5 games to play. We take care of those, then most likely we'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, is it easier to come to work at 7-4 compared to last year when things were going?
Oh, it's always easy when you're winning. It's fun coming to work. When you're losing, everything seems to hit the fan. But every guy's happy right now. Now it's just to continue winning.
Do you feel, Jason's talking about you want to play until 40, 45.
Yeah.
What do you feel differently than you did five, six, 7 years ago? Does it take longer to bounce back from game day? Is there any difference in your body?
I think a little bit. You know, a little bit. It takes a little bit to bounce back. But, you know, I think that cold tub has been my best friend. So I've been dealing with that. You know, I try my hardest to stay at the training room. They get mad at me. But that's just the way I've always dealt with it. And I'm going to continue dealing with it the same way.
Is that why you like cold weather, too? Does that make it
easier? It makes it easy for me. I don't have a problem with cold weather.
Thank you.
Focuses on we got to run the ball well in December.
Always.
So you guys have been afraid to throw the ball a lot over the years, especially under McCarthy.
Right.
And this one, is that you think that's different than most teams? Well, you like as a receiver, I assume you like
it. Yeah, I mean we like it, but it's a 50-50, and we always feel like if you run the ball well, it opens up the pass. You know, and I think it goes back and forth. If we pass the ball well, then it opens up the run. So, I mean, it goes hand in hand. But we know if we run the ball well, we ain't going to throw the ball that much. We know that. So we hoping that we can run the ball so we can just get, you know, make our plays that we need to make as a receiver group and deal with it, live with it.
Now, you remember that Monday night game in Baltimore where you had to kind of come in, you know,
do I remember
a couple
that?
Times through an interception. You have to come in the fourth quarter as a 48-3 game or whatever.
Yeah, we got blew up.
Yeah, it was pretty tough game for him.
I don't know if it was tough for him. I think it was tough for all of us. You know, I mean, he came in at the end. You can't come back and try to win the game. You're down 50 points. It just doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, he came in, did what he can do, and the outcome still, we lost. It doesn't matter.
But, you know, when you're a guy who's just trying to find any kind of playing time and have
I think
know,
he
any
had
kind
fun.
Of success.
I think he came in, he did what he can do, and that was it. I mean, you can't say that he lost the game for us. No, the game was over a long time ago.